When you're trying to break an old habit or form a new one, the fact is that change takes time. And that's true when you're trying to teach your child something new. I'm John Fuller, along with our Vice President of Parenting, Dr. Danny Huerta. And let's go ahead and finish up a conversation that Jim Daly and I had with Mylan and Kay Yurkovich. Previously now, they shared about the love styles concept and how they've learned to apply it to their parenting. They offer more insights today.
You know, I love the title you have, in some ways, How We Love Our Kids. Another way to say that, though, is how to understand brokenness,
right,
and what the Lord can do with it, and how to get to that better, secure place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wonderful. And that's the reason we want to put the tools into the hands of these parents, including me. I think you're thinking the same thing, John.
I am, yeah.
And how to do this better. Mylan, someone in the audience is probably thinking, well, that's great for this couple. I mean, they have a counseling center. This is your vocation. You were a pastor before, and now you're doing counseling. I'm just a dad. I'm just a guy that goes to work every day and comes home and tries to survive. Talk about that methodology and the fact that you don't have to be a counselor to apply these principles. You just need to be in tune.
We started all of this, as you said, when our oldest son was 14, 11, 9, and 1 years old. All our kids were that age. We weren't counselors. We were actually just learning this ourselves. And I think I had to start off with a decision. Am I going to try and do what God wants me to do? God tells us as a body of Christ to comfort one another, encourage one another, bear one another's burdens, confess our sins to one another, pray for one another. Now, we didn't know how to do that, and I have to decide, I don't care what I do for a profession, do I want to learn how to do that maritally and with my kids and with my friends? Secondly, the way I started that is I simply started with that feelings word list. I would say, what am I feeling today? And I would tell Kay and I would tell the Lord what I was feeling today. Then I'd ask Kay, I'd ask my kids, so you don't look real happy right now. You look sad. You look depressed. I would reflect and hold up to them what I thought I was seeing on this little feelings word list. And I'd say, you pick a word off this list and tell me how you feel. I just want to know so I can love you there and pray for you. God tells us to do these one another's of Scripture. It was a decision and then an action.
Yes. Speak to that mom or dad who's got so much going on. Life is hectic, if you haven't noticed.
No,
we're both
noticed.
Working. We get home. We're tired. We got to get dinner ready. And then we got to clean up. We got to do laundry. We got so much to do. To do this just sounds like an overwhelming amount of more work.
You know, sometimes when you start to make a change, it is more work and it is uncomfortable. Because all growth is uncomfortable. Oh, but the results. I mean, we see such a difference between our fourth child because she got so much of this. And it's like what I see in her, even as a teenager and as a young woman and now a mom, astounds me.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you have to realize that that hard work has an amazing reward at the end of it, that as we grow, we model for our kids the importance of growth. And I think it's one of the most important things we can do to invest as a parent. We're not going to be a perfect parent, but we have to be a growing parent. We have to make the time, and it can be one small change at a time. It doesn't have to be a big, I'm going to try and do it all. Just the feelings. Just start there.
Danny, some great thoughts there from Mylan and Kay Yurkovich. And as we've talked about, habits take a while to form in our hearts and in our home. So if a parent listening wants to establish a new habit for their family, how long does that take? I guess it depends on kind of, is it basic level habit or, as you might call it, ninja level habit?
Yeah, in about 5 minutes, you got a new habit going on.
No,
it's
right.
It's generally, they'll say 21 days all the way to 3 months.
Hmm.
Research has shown differences there as far as the length of time to create a new habit. And I would say that probably the amount of challenge with that habit probably factors in as well. And then the amount of other demands and stress and other things that are going on to help that habit stick are factors to be thinking about. The fact is that you want to set up an environment where you allow yourself a reset. And you have accountability around you. You have other people. You're open to correction a little bit, right? To a redirection.
Yeah.
Back to the goals you've set, those habits, and the why behind them. If a habit makes sense and you say, no matter what, I'm going to do this, you will, but you need to be patient, compassionate. It's not going to be perfect, but you're going in that general direction, and it will grab on. After that first month, it gets easier and better, and the consistency is more evident at that point. What I suggest is usually having reminders that you've committed to that, a date when you committed to doing it, and then expecting reset moments where you go, okay, I remember that habit. How are we doing with this? Let's check it. Those mile marker check-ins. And if you do it as a family and everyone is all in, it helps you guys get there. And I've also noticed with families when they have celebrations along the way. So every week, how are we doing towards this new habit? Why are we doing it? And then how are we celebrating as we're creating this new habit for our home? And that could be cleaning up after yourselves. It could be exercising together. There are a variety of habits that families try to take on that are important mm-hmm. to the family being healthy.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as we wrap up here, take a moment, Danny, and just share about the concept that you and your team are doing so much work around of raising resilient kids. What does mm-hmm. that mean? Because I think habits kind of lead right there. We want to develop some habits that are going to help our children be more resilient.
John, we have written an article and actually written many things on building into your children the habits that will help them be healthy. And that's around their emotional habits. How do they actually look inward into what's going on inside of them? That's a great habit to have. What do you tend to think about? What are your themes of your thoughts? What's going on there? And then physically, are you sleeping well? Are you eating well? Are you taking care of yourself physically to engage with life well? And then the spiritual side, the spiritual habits, prayer, reading scripture, and then relationally, are you taking time to actually have the habit of listening to people first? Those create the resiliency for a child to be able to take on many things, including the challenges that seem completely overwhelming. And one of the other ones that is kind of a fairly new trend for a lot of Christian teens is having mentors in their lives. Hmm. And that's a habit of seeking that input from people around them, whether it's at school, from a teacher or a coach, but seeking that in a much more intentional way. I've seen that be part of a resilient child, open to getting that input from adults around them or other friends that tend to be doing very well. And they seek that out, recognize it, and have the habit of asking questions rather than knowing everything.
Hmm. All right. So those habits that you want to establish, maybe some new ones in your home to help your child become more resilient, are great to develop. And if you're wondering, well, what can I do? We've got an article. Danny mentioned it. It's called Raising Healthy, Resilient Kids. We're going to link over to that in the show notes. And then for further exploration and growth in this area that Mylan and Kay were talking about, get a copy of their book, How We Love Our Kids. We have that book here. We'll send one to you when you make a generous contribution of any amount to the ministry of Focus on the Family. And details are in the show notes. Next time, our friend Jonathan McKee offers insights on ways to guide a teenage son through battles he'll face. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.